You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Rainey Petrin, President of Managing Mentors, with my co-host Dave Carson, and my special guest today is Nancy Settle Murphy, President and owner of Guided Insights. And when we were just leaving, the last time we were talking about technology, we were discussing Mentoring Complete, which will be one of our premier new products we'll be offering on January of this coming year. And one of the issues that technology has been used a lot with is the issue of matching participants. Dave, do you want to talk a little bit about that idea and technology?
Yep. Well, I mentioned earlier, I think in the UK, that's certainly one area that people have wanted to use technology for. A lot of people, I think, look at matching, and it could be quite a dilemma for them. You know, how do enough do we go about this matching process? And in fact, it might be better with a piece of technology. When we put some information in, whatever that information may be, push a button, and hey presto, we've got some matches. And heaven forbid that we're all going to be matched by computer.
Yeah.
But I kind of get the feeling that's what a lot of people are looking for, Rennie, certainly in the conversations I've had. And when I talk to them about, yes, the use of technology is fine, it manages the data, but it's only one part in the process, then it's a completely different world then for some people when they're considering matching. And, of course, what do you want the technology to do? Do you want it to make a match and then that's it?
Well, I think you're right, David. I think that's exactly what we've been talking about today is if you use technology to place a relationship, you're missing the point. And I think one way that you'd be using technology to place a relationship is if you did the matching simply by using what the computer says and say, okay, the computer came up with, perhaps we need to explain to the audience how the computer does this kind of stuff. But basically what happens is there's a profile form that a mentor meant to be complete that is created by the organization without consultation. And there are certain criteria, there's certain questions that get asked based upon how people are answered. Then the computer comes up and says, Dave Carson and Nancy Settle Murphy, match on the basis of 80% or 90% of the answers that were given. Now what can happen is if somebody says, well, that's the match, that to me is where technology is replacing the relationship because that's not good enough. That's just like blind dating, quite frankly. And, there are all kinds of horror stories about blind dating. But what is necessary, this is where the human element comes into the relationship aspect, is we always recommend there be a small committee of individuals that sit down and have interviewed some of these candidates, if not all of them, and can look at that data and then make decisions based upon the human element that can't be given by that computer.
Yes.
But I think that's the way that technology is being used to support a relationship as opposed to technology is being used to replace the relationship, if you will, in terms of the human element. I don't mean the relationship, but the human element to it, which I think is so critical. So we don't want to be fooled by technology thinking that it's going to do the matching. I always say the technology will assist in the matching process.
Oh, absolutely. And there's another aspect, Rennie, that I think it's really been fantastic, to the use of technology, and that's the evaluation of a program.
Yes.
I mean, to gather data, which is both qualitative and quantitative, can be a bit of a headache. And if we have the right questions designed, and I know in that one piece of our technology, Ment Pro, there's a lovely selection of questions that covers a whole range of areas.
Mm-hmm.
And if, the people complete the forms at the push of a button, we do have an evaluation.
Exactly.
And how much time does that save?
Well, it takes several days. Having done it the old-fashioned way, it would take me almost a week to go through basically 40 evaluation forms.
Yep.
So it's a time saver and a facilitator of that process. One of the other things that technology that we haven't talked about is the issue of e-learning.
Yeah.
And Nancy, have you used e-learning? Are you familiar with e-learning systems and so forth?
Well,
Nancy?
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah. Describe what you mean by e-learning.
I'm talking about the idea of actually taking a course online or something along those lines, as opposed to taking a classroom training.
I'm very familiar with the whole concept. I don't personally deliver a lot or take a lot that way. I think what's becoming more common is what they call blended learning, which is a combination of maybe some online, some conversation, some instructor-led, some on the job. So I know that many companies use e-learning as a more efficient way to deliver learning.
Yeah, and I think blended learning brings the best of both worlds to some extent, and I think that we're finding that's the case also. I mean, we have a course on mentoring that can be taken by mentors and mentees and can be done by individuals by going to our website, mentoringuniversity.com. But the idea is that it's a great tool to be able to give people introductions to some of the principles of mentoring. But the classroom training does enhance that a great deal. Both of those, blended learning is such an important piece, I think, in terms of trying to deliver and help people grow in understanding what this relationship is all about.
Yeah. I mean, I think Nancy makes a good point there about this having this contact with someone outside the e-learning program. And I just want to say, Rennie, that regarding our e-learning program, that anyone taking the course, apart from being able to email someone else taking the course, they can also get in touch with their mentor, which can be set up to be either yourself or myself.
Absolutely.
So they can have some contact and, can have some embellishment or whatever on any of the questions that they have a problem with.
Yeah, that's kind of the point you were bringing up earlier, Nancy, about this asynchronous kind of communication to some extent that's possible. Again, I think it's important to understand that it's meant to help communication but not replace the actual mentoring session, but it's meant to kind of use as a basis of setting an agenda or talking about a specific issue and be able to then address that more clearly in the mentoring session itself.
Right. Or to describe a scenario someone's struggling with, so that when you actually have the call, the mentor can be really fully prepared to have a really good, productive, useful conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we're running short on time. We'll be ending soon. And Nancy, I just wanted to give the audience another opportunity to really know what you do. So could you give them your contact information again and sort of a brief description of what you do?
Sure. Guided Insights, www.guidedinsights.com, is a facilitation, organizational consulting, and training firm focusing primarily on helping teams collaborate more successfully, whether face-to-face, remotely, or more and more some combination. And my email is nancy@guidedinsights.com, phone 978-263-2545, and I'm in Massachusetts, home of the World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Yes, and we presume Super Bowl champions, Patriots, in January. But thank you, Nancy, for being a guest today. Any final thoughts, any further thoughts on technology and mentoring?
I would just like to say, sorry, Dave, if I interrupted, is something we said at the top of the hour, which is technology can really be a superb enabler, but never meant to replace that critical one-on-one conversation.
And I think that's really the critical point that we've tried to make today as well. And so that means that when a company is looking, for example, at putting in a mentoring program, your philosophy about what mentoring is about, if you will, is it dictates kind of what you're going to, how you're going to use technology, what you're going to do with it. And I think it's really, really important. I tell this to my clients when they call me to say I want to put in a mentoring program. I always ask, well, what is mentoring in your mind? What are you trying to accomplish? Because choices you will make are based upon that ground, that basis under which you have this particular relationship. So on that note, I want to thank my guest, Nancy, and Dave, and hope you will join us next week. And I look forward to any emails you may have. This is Rainey Petrin.
Thank you for joining Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson of Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world. If you'd like to learn more about mentoring, visit management-mentors.com. And be sure to tune in every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Business Channel. See you next week.